and welcome to this week's message from Ed Carter, Senior Pastor at Valley Church. Catch up on recent messages and find out what's happening in the life of church by heading to valleychurch.eu or follow us on social media. Enjoy the message.
Well, everybody, I have the honour and privilege of finishing off this evening at our first Heart and Soul online. And as we've said before, you know, Michelle and I, we're really believing for you in this season. It is a strange season. It is a bit strange. Some of you are working extra hard in difficult situations. For some of you, actually, life is more normal. You're doing your job, but everybody else around you, it's different for some of us, and for us included. We are at home, working from home, or someone's on furlough at home, our kids are at home. It's a very peculiar season, but yet God has something special for each one of us. And I began a series on Sunday about discipleship, and the art of producing a great banquet. I just want to talk a little about that tonight, because on Sunday's church, I'm going to talk about how we as individuals personally produce a great banquet. And I kind of talked about questions, about asking right questions at the right time and asking questions after time, that we may learn and grow and develop. And it's so important that we do that. And I want to encourage you to do that. But actually, tonight, what I want to say is actually we can help each other produce this banquet. And remember what this banquet is. A banquet is a beautiful show of amazing food. And as Christians, we should produce a banquet for others that just demonstrate who we are in Christ, to be the ambassadors that Paul talks about. A banquet is tasteful. Each mouthful of food is wonderfully put together, and you just go, oh, I wish I could have another one. And we, as we meet people, should leave great taste in people's mouths because of the way that we live, because of our discipleship. It should be fulfilling. At the end of a great banquet, you just feel happy in your stomach and in your heart and in your mind. And that's the kind of banquet we want to leave with other people, that they leave satisfied. It's been a good time to be with the person. And it's nutritionally great for us. You know, it's actually done us good. And that's what we want to leave in other people's lives. And as we produce this banquet ourselves, we need help. 1 Corinthians 12, which is one of my most favourite passages in all the Bible, talks about that we're a body. And if you've been part of church a while, you know, I'm always talking about this, that we can't do life on our own. It's why God invented church, so that we would do it together. Why the Bible has pictures about we're a building, and we're a bride, and we're an army, and so many pictures about it's best doing life together. And this is about being a body. In 1 Corinthians 12 verse 23, it says this: there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them all. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it's the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given, and for the common good. And this is what I want to speak on just very briefly this evening, is it's given for the common good. Your gifts and your skills that God has given you, both naturally and supernaturally, are not just for you and for you to produce this great banquet. They are for you. But if that was it, then that would be so selfish. Remember what I talked about asking right questions. It's really on the basis, we ask right questions by thinking about, how do I honor God in the question I'm about to ask? And how do I honor people? How do I help other people as I ask this question? And, you know, we are given our gifts and skills to help other people. And I just want to share very quickly 4 super simple ways that we can help each other be great disciples and produce a great, delicious, amazing banquet for ourselves, for others, to honor God and help other people discover who God is. Are you ready? The first one is this: we should be sharing great stories about what's going on in our life. We should be sharing, as it were, great recipes and great tips about how to put great recipes together in a discipleship point of view. You know, I was reading the Bible, I discovered this verse, it was amazing. I was reading this story and it was just so inspirational, and it's done this to my life. Why don't you read it? And there's so many amazing stories in the Bible. And it is, one thing I've discovered as I read the Bible is this. I can read the same passage over and over again, and yet God will show me something different. My father's 80 this year, and that's old. And sometimes, but not every time, but from time to time, when I'm preaching from the front, it crosses my mind, what can I possibly teach or, you know, inspire my father that he's not heard before? He's done two services pretty much for his entire life. But from time to time, in the week afterward, Dad will come to me and said, you know, he'll say something like, I've never seen that story like that before. It was new. It was fresh. And my father must have read these stories thousands of times over his lifetime. But you see, God's always... And so we can keep sharing tips. You know, you can be a brand new Christian. You might have only just found Jesus a week ago. And I want to let you know that, you know, God can speak to you and give you a story or a tip or just something amazing. Share it. You might think, well, what can I share? Share what God has just shown you, and you'd be amazed. You'd be maybe like, wow, I've never seen that before, because that's the way God works. And so let's share what God has shown us. The second way is this. Let's be great encouragers and believers in each other and go, way to go. Come on. How's Bible reading going? Oh, I've not read it all week. Oh, that was last week. Next week you can get better. Oh, I just read the Bible twice. Fantastic. What a great start. Let's be people that encourage each other and never go like, you only read it once. I can't believe it. You're such a bad Christian. That's not helpful at all. Let's encourage each other. Let's build each other. Let's pray each other. Let's point people towards Jesus. Let's be positive. Let's be uplifting in our words and our encouragement to say, you know, you can do it. You see, I have a belief, which I hope all of you catch, if you haven't got it already. I believe everybody can have an incredible relationship with Jesus, with God himself, and do something significant for him. Every one of us. Because it's not reliant on me or on you, it's reliant on God and God's power and God's strength in you. Therefore, all of us, if we will keep our eyes fixed on him, do the basics and just carry on, God can do amazing things. So let's believe that in people and encourage them. The third thing that I want to say that we can do together is we can ask questions of each other. Have you thought about this? Do you think that was a good idea? Do you know, do you think there's a better way of doing what you've just done? We can gently, not just encourage, but we can just ask questions of each other. And I want to encourage you both to do it and to receive it. Because remember, if you want to ask questions and help people, then you'll have to be open for them for asking you questions and helping you go forward. I love the fact that I have people around me all over the place who are willing to ask me questions. And even this last 2 weeks, just a couple of our team came to Michelle and I and said, have you thought about this thing that we were about to do? Have you thought through it properly? And we went, no, we haven't thought about it properly. And they very gently helped us rethink what we were about to do. So we changed it so that we could actually do the godly thing and do the right thing. It wasn't easy. We had to apologize to some people and do what was necessary. But by asking those questions gently and simply, they actually helped us actually, I believe, follow God more closely and do the right thing. And we have that opportunity to do it. And we need to both be willing to ask other people questions gently and lovingly, but also receive that. And so you need to do both. Because I believe in, if you allow that in your life, allow your community around you, your connect group or your service pastors or people that you trust to do that, it will really help you in your discipleship and your ability to grow and produce a great banquet. Final thing is this, and you might think, well, this is a bit of a strange one, but I don't think it is. The fourth thing is this: we need to learn to celebrate each other's differences. So my walk, my discipleship journey with Jesus is going to be different from yours. It is. I'm made different. I have a different character. I have a different way of thinking than you do. You have a different way from somebody else. In fact, all of us in the end are going to have a unique discipleship path with God. And that, in one sense, is wonderful, because God will take each one of us in a purpose and uniquely designed journey. And we need to celebrate those differences. And this is what it means. It means I'm going to learn some things before you do. You are going to learn some things before I do. Actually, I might not have learned some really basic things in my walk with God that you think are so obvious you wonder why I haven't got it. But guess what? There'll be some things in your life, or in your friend's life, that they've got, and they're wondering why you haven't got that very basic, obvious discipleship truth in their life. And therefore, we need to celebrate each other's differences, celebrate each other's journeys, not be critical. And it's so easy to be critical. And let's not do that. Remember, God's got a unique discipleship path for each one of us. We will all produce unique banquets that we will enjoy, others will enjoy, God will enjoy looking at, because it honors him, and other people discover God through our unique discipleship journeys. Imagine if we went to restaurants and they were all identical. They'd be boring. But each restaurant has a different chef with a unique palate, unique skills, and they produce food dishes of unique natures that mean that we are in an incredibly varied and wonderful eating environment. And it's the same is going to be true with our discipleship journeys and the banquets that each one of us produce. And I believe if we're following God, they'll be God-ordained and useful for God, useful for us, and useful for other people. So I want to encourage you. Let's help each other to become great disciples. Let's share tips. Let's encourage. Let's ask appropriate questions. And let's celebrate each other's differences. Well, I'm going to carry on this series next Sunday. So look forward to being there at the weekend. I also, before I finish, I just wanted to say, you know, because I'm not sure where the next Heart and Soul is and whether it'll be online or it'll be live, but I am believing for each one of us as we grow closer to Christ in this season that God's going to give us some amazing opportunities like never before to help other people find Jesus. It could be all sorts of possibilities. There's already the possibilities that we've been celebrating of how we can help people and bless people, our neighbours and our friends and our hospitals and our social care workers. But there'll come a time where we can begin to invite people into our homes. And there will never, ever be a time like this, I don't believe, where people will be so happy to come around and have a coffee or have a meal. And we'll get a chance to share our faith, maybe show an online service at the same time. Please don't be strange. Just be yourself, as you said, Jesus, and the stories and the things that he's done for you. But I want to encourage you to be believing and be praying, God, give me opportunities, give me the courage to take them, and that we may see a great harvest. And as we said during the chat with Dave and Mel, this is recorded before Sunday. We don't know what's going to happen, but we will keep you updated to our thoughts and plans as things go on. We might have any kind of almost like an emergency special Heart and Soul if we get to do some special things. I encourage you to be just looking for every opportunity in your life to let other people see Jesus in you and through you. Well, it's time for me to finish. I hope you've enjoyed the whole thing. We're going to finish with a song of praise, a song of celebration, a song full of hope for each one of you, because I know God's got a great future for you. There will, if you want, there'll be a Zoom call after this for Q&A. Michelle and I will be there, some of the team. We'd love to see you there. If you've got some questions, you'll be able to ask those questions about anything we've talked about or anything else. We'll do our very best to answer them for you. And if not, we'll go away and find out. But do join us in the Zoom call. The details will be on your screens right now, hopefully. I want to finish with a prayer, and then we're going to worship and fix our eyes on God as we come to the conclusion of this Heart and Soul. Father, we thank you that you call us to be your followers, your disciples, that you have a unique pathway for each one of us, that we may produce a banquet life, a life that tastes good for us, taste good for the people around us, that honours you, Father, and helps others to discover who you are. Father, my prayer is in this season, as you help us maximise all that you have for now, as you help us and prepare us for the future, God, help us to be great followers, that we will produce a great banquet for ourselves and for each other to honour you. God, I pray for each person who's listening to this. Bless them, bless their homes, keep them safe, keep them full of peace and hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's worship, church, and let's give it our all. God bless.
Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this message. If you've been impacted by it and would like to respond by choosing to follow Jesus, we'd love to help you to do that. One of our pastors would love to be in touch with you. Why not email response@valleychurch.eu or head to valleychurch.eu/next-steps to discover more. We're so excited for your future. Be blessed.